Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. Aren't even in the past, and yet you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you lie.
Morning. Welcome. Motivate My Life Radio. Happy Monday. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and I am so excited this morning. It's Monday. It's a new week. It's an opportunity to start all over again. And as always, I try to hype myself up on Mondays, as well as making sure that I work out on Monday. The things that I do on Monday normally set the tone for me the entire week. And so I try to be very mindful on my Mondays and how important they are to me. So anyway, guys, I wanted to touch on something really quickly. First of all, you know, we talk about a lot of subjects on Motivate My Life Radio, right? And we try to cover a lot of topics of real talk, of things that go on in life and actually can add value to you, things that can help you out, things that can enhance your life, things that can help you guys as far as you being able to grow, advancement, things of that nature. So not just motivation, things in general that will help you continuously to move forward. We like to have guests on the show that also are giving back to the community, entrepreneurs, business owners, game changers, all these folks we like to have that come on Motivate My Life Radio, a lot of our guests that join us in the studio to help you empower your life, motivate your life, but more importantly, give you some value, which is really important, right? Okay, so with that being said, I just wanted to thank you guys so much again. We are approaching our 4-year anniversary for Motivate My Life Radio, and I'm like extremely excited. I'm going to have a numerous of guests on the show that particular day to celebrate the anniversary of Motivate My Life Radio. And I want to thank all of you again for the continued support, because without you guys, I would not be able to do this. Now today we're going to talk about expectations. Okay, what is an expectation, right? a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future, right? But when we're talking about expectations of people, we talk about something a little, just somewhat a little bit different, right? And we also set ourselves up to get disappointed, correct? You all know who you are, the ones that have these high bars. You have set the bar so high for friends and things of that nature and family members, and you continuously get disappointed over and over again because you continuously set expectations. That means you're expecting something of this individual. So, for example, if you have friends, you know, everyone has friends of some sort, and you have expectations of your friends, and I think that's a true statement. And so this friend or this family member has disappointed you, and yet you turn around again and you have an expectation of this person, right? And this person disappoints you again. And you go set another expectation because you are expecting something from this person that you're probably not going to get. So let me give you some tips today, guys, how to kind of move past setting the bar so high for folks. Now, when you walk into somebody's life, we all know that when we got friends and we got family, we got these strong relationships and expectations have been set and expectations are being met, everything is all good. Patients get bombarded or someone does something that you never would have expected them to do because you have an expectation of them. That goes for marriages, relationships, friendships, familyships, workships, and you have an expectation of them. You're kind of in awe. You're in shock. You can't believe that they did that to you, right? But then you go and, again, you set expectations again, and the same situation happens again. So what I want to talk about is why we set the bar so high for individuals. I know in marriages it might be a little bit different because, of course, when you walk into marriage, a lot of us have expectations of your spouse, of things that you expect of them, correct? And those expectations don't always get met as well, right? And so when they don't get met, of course, there's disappointment. There's hurt. There are emotions tied to the expectations that did not get met, right? It can change your life emotionally and physical. So you need to be extra careful of the expectations you harbor, as the wrong ones make life unnecessarily difficult. So think about what are your expectations for people right now. So when we're done with the show today, I want you guys to sit there and ponder what are some expectations that you have for people and why do you keep getting disappointed? So I'm going to give you guys a scenario. You know, coming up, a lot of my story, I'm a domestic violence survivor. So coming up, you know, I had expectations of my dad. I expected, because he was the first man in my life, the first man that I loved. So I expected him to teach me all these things. I expected him to show me how I should be loved by a man. I expected him to give me hugs, and I expected him to tell me how proud he is of me, correct? And since we're not getting met, I continuously got disappointed. So what happened, my dad would come back around, and I'm like, okay, I got more expectations set. And, guys, we don't say it, you know, but subconsciously you set expectations. So my dad would come back around, and I'm like, okay, he's going to really get it this time, and I know we're going to have a perfect father-daughter relationship. And I get disappointed again because the expectation did not get met. So it wasn't until I decided that, okay, my reality is not to set any more expectations for my dad, right? Because if I don't set any more expectations for him, then he can no longer disappoint me. So it's the same thing with friends. It's the same thing with friendships. We're the worst when it comes to friends. Oh, my goodness. When it comes to friends, we're awful. Because we have the bar set so high for friends, and you almost think that whatever you give to someone, that's what you should receive, and that's not always the case. Everybody knows sometimes they feel like they are a better friend to the person than the person is to them. Don't set the bar so high, guys, because when you don't set the bar so high for folks, then you don't have to worry about getting disappointed. A lot of reason why we get disappointed is because we set the bar extremely high. And at the end of the day, these are human beings that we're dealing with. And that's what you have to be mindful of. These are human beings that we are these are human beings that we're dealing with, okay? So when you are talking about setting the expectations, you know, so high, these folks are human, and humans make mistakes. Now, do people continuously do the same thing over and over? If people continuously do the same thing over and over and over again, and then you still have expectations of them, then you might want to go reevaluate some things about yourself at that point. So once you've been disappointed, once someone has showed you who they really are, okay, then you might want to bring your expectation level down. Some people like to disconnect with folks, and that's solely up to you how you move forward with your relationships. What I am here to do is give you some tips and some takeaways on, if you don't set the bar so high, you won't worry about, you'll worry about, you don't have to worry about so many more disappointments from this individual. Okay, so what I want you guys to do today is stop and think again, ponder on some of these relationships and some of these expectations you guys got. Some of these expectations we have of folks, they're not even realistic. Let's just be honest, okay? They're not even realistic expectations. Or some of the expectations we have of people, we don't even meet them ourselves. So go through your relationship. It's time to do a relationship check. Let's do that, okay? And check your relationships and check what your expectations are of some of these individuals. And you know what? If you change a few of the expectations, or if you try to work on no longer having such a high bar to meet of expectations for these individuals, I promise you a lot of these relationships will change. Some of them will change for the better. Some of them will change for the worse, where, you know, relationships may be put to bed. Either way, you're looking for whatever is going to work for you and whatever is going to bring you peace in your life, because that's what it's all about. I worked with a client about 2 weeks ago, and she has a few girlfriends, and she has this one girlfriend that, you know, she said, you know, every time she turns around, the girlfriend always hurting her feelings. The girlfriend's always, you know, she's always catching the girlfriend in lies. The girlfriend, every time she's always there for her friend, and every time she needs something, the friend is never there for her. So she has expectations of this friendship, okay? I expect 1, 2, 3 from you because that's what I give you. But now I've had these disappointing experiences with you, still keep setting expectations, allowing you to disappoint me. So now I'm emotionally tied to this friendship that I'm continuously getting disappointed and getting hurt in. It's time to reevaluate. So you would do 1 of 2 things. What you, as I told her, what you do is you no longer have any expectations of this friend, and you keep this friendship if that's what you choose to do, but you don't have any expectations. So when this friend performs these actions again, it will not affect you to the degree it has affected you in the last 5 to 6 years, because you don't have any expectations of this friend. You've already put a boundary up. You've already lowered your expectations, and you don't expect them to do all of these things that you've expected of them in the past. Guys, try it. It's a peaceful place, a serene place to be in your life when you lower your expectations of individuals and minimize you getting hurt and you being emotionally attached to these situations because of your expectations of people that are human, that are going to make mistakes. And while you are doing your relationship checks, check yourself too. Because some of us expect things from people that we don't give. And maybe people have high expectations of you, and you're not meeting their expectations. I mean, this works both ways, so this is not like a one-sided situation. So I want us to do a relationship check today, and I want us to do a self-check today on the expectations we have of people, why we're setting the bar so high, and now it's time to go and reevaluate and change some of these expectations that we have for humans. Okay, guys, I hope this helps somebody today. I know a lot of you out there, again, I talk to folks all the time, and they expect this and they expect that. And guys, at the end of the day, if your expectations aren't met, you don't have to be tied to these relationships. With a spouse, a little bit different as far as you putting the relationship to bed, because of course when you're married, you know, you go through therapy, you go through maybe marital counseling, you know, you go through, you try to exercise options with a marriage, when expectations aren't getting met, opposed to these friendships. A lot of us with our girlfriends or, you know, with your guy friends or whatever, you're not going to just go to therapy to try to save a friendship. A lot of us will just be done with the friendship. We're not going to go that far with it. So that's why I say reevaluate situations. Each situation is individually based. If there are five girls and your five girlfriends or five male friends, your brothers, as the boy, as guys call them, in your life right now, and they're not bringing anything to your life, they're not even adding value to your life. So not only are they not meeting expectations, they add absolutely no value to your life. It's time to do some relationship checks. And for some reason, we like to hold on to folks and drag them along the way with us because we feel like we're indebted to these individuals who have to drag them along the way with us. Why? Because we have known them our entire lives. We went to middle school together. We've actually went to grade school together. Whatever the case is, we feel indebted to them. And guys, sometimes as you grow and you flourish, you can change relationships with folks. I mean, I have relationships with people I've met 2 years ago, just as strong of a relationship with someone I've known 20 years ago. So now it doesn't necessarily always mean how long you have known a person. It's about the value that individual adds to your life. And if you guys are equally yoked and if you can relate to the things that are going on in each other's lives, you don't want to be the smartest person in your circle. I know some folks may think that that is a big deal, but you guys want to be able to be in a circle of folks where you can bounce ideas, where you can continuously learn from each other. Not necessarily you always be the leader and you always be the teacher, because at some point that's going to get tiresome and it's going to wear you thin with you always having to be relied on to have the answers for everything because you are the leader or the most successful one in the group. Everyone in the group should have some kind of success. They may not be on the same levels, but you guys should be able to bounce ideas off one another, relate to each other's even personal lives. You know, I have women in my life now that, you know, we go through things sometimes even in your relationships, but you guys can talk and vent and you guys can have some relatable story. So those are the people you want to keep in your circle and keep in your life because those are the folks that you're going to continuously grow with. So I hope today that Motivate My Life Radio has added some value to your life, gave you something to think about. What we're doing today is a self-check and a relationship check. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. You guys are awesome. I would also like to remind any of you that will be coming to my event, the Success Doesn't Sleep Tour VIP Business Luncheon, taking place in Washington, D.C., July 21st. If you are planning to attend, please don't forget to get out there on Eventbrite and register for your seat. Only 25 seats and 11 left. Also, don't forget to complete your business intake form by visiting successdoesn'tsleeptour.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. You guys are awesome. Have a great rest of the week on purpose. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky fingers to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Have a great week on Barbie.
Everywhere I go, they be like,